eroticalust.com, home of erotic short stories and sex articles. Also available on the site are novels and kinky t-shirts. Now let's get to the story.
It's not even a shock anymore, Harry.
Come on, Kristen. Don't be like that.
Oh, so now, I'm the guilty one?
We'll talk about this when I get home.
Kristen hung up, feeling despondent about rekindling the spark in their marriage. They were supposed to meet up for dinner, but Harry canceled for the third time because of work. He wanted to make her happy, but it seemed like work came first, at least to Kristen. Harry got home at 9:30 with a bouquet of roses in hand and found a tray of lasagna in the oven. Kristen was angry with him, but she always thought about her husband. He didn't have an appetite because he wanted to eat with her but realized that she wasn't in the house.
Where could she be?
Her monthly girls' night was next weekend, and she always waited at home for Harry. Harry hopped onto the laptop, logged into Kristen's car tracker profile and saw that she was at a steakhouse. Believing that Kristen had gone out by herself, Harry decided to get in the car and surprise her. On the way, Harry had a smile on his face because he looked forward to spending time with his wife. He thought that they could have sex after dinner since it had been a while. He saw Kristen's car parked in front of the restaurant, then walked inside. The smile on his face faded as he saw her sitting with a man with black hair and a suit. He thought about approaching them since he figured the man was a friend, but they were a bit too giggly and touchy for his liking. Harry went back to the car and waited. His heartbeat pounded against his chest as he thought about the worst outcome. He wasn't sure that he could handle the reality. 20 minutes later, Kristen walked out of the restaurant with the man. He opened the door of her car, and they looked at each other. Harry hoped that they would part without any physicality, but the man pulled Kristen towards him and smooched her. Harry's heart plummeted as he closed his eyes. After Kristen pulled off, he sat in the car for a few minutes to regain his composure. He didn't want to walk into the house and give Kristen a reason to be suspicious of his feelings. During his drive home, his feelings devolved from depression to anger. He felt betrayed because he thought that he had tried to make things work, but somehow they never did. He felt that the only appropriate response was revenge. Kristen was in bed when Harry got home. She flipped over when she heard him come in.
Hey. Only back from work now?
I went out for a drive. Where were you?
I met up with a friend.
Is that so?
Yes. I'm a bit tired. Need some sleep. We'll talk in the morning.
During breakfast, they barely said a word to each other. Harry kept thinking about her kissing another man, and she wondered if he would be home late again. She wanted Harry to be home by 6 p.m. to spend time together, but she figured that work would supersede her.
Oh, remember about my visit to my parents?
Said Kristen as Harry got up.
Right.
Harry figured that this weekend was the best time for him to have an affair since Kristen would be away. He had a thing for his secretary, Peg, but had never acted on his urges out of respect for his marriage. That would change if Peg was open to sleeping with him. She was quite the town bicycle whom many had a ride on, so Harry's chances were better than he thought. On Saturday, Harry woke up at 9 a.m. and saw that Kristen wasn't lying next to him. He got out of bed, checked the whole house, and then realized that she was gone. Peg arrived at his house at midday as they had agreed. Her busty chest was sticking out of the skimpy red blouse, and the high skirt revealed most of her pale legs. A small part of Harry's heart told him not to go ahead with it because of regret, but he didn't feel he'd have anything to lose. In his mind, he had already lost Kristen because that was her choice. Harry grabbed Peg's hand and escorted her to the bedroom. He sat beside her on the couch and ran his hand up her leg, and she smiled at him. She ran her hand over his groin, then up to his chest and squeezed his pec. As he leaned into her, she reclined and lifted her leg as she lay on her back. Harry ran his hand up her thigh, clutched her G-string, then pulled it off. He stood up and dropped it onto the floor. Peg sat up on the edge of the bed and unzipped his pants. She squeezed his dick over his jocks, then looked up at him and smiled. He grabbed her head and pulled it towards his crotch, and she tittered as her lips dabbed against his boner. She whipped his dick out and licked the tip, then tickled his balls. He squirmed and smiled as he hadn't felt that sensation in a long time. She stroked his dick several times, then sucked it. He had forgotten what it felt like to have a woman's mouth on his dick. Harry got harder as she kept sucking, and he wanted to bang her so badly.
"Open your legs for me."
Peg smiled, reclined, and then spread her legs open. Harry didn't even bother taking her blouse off as he stuck his dick into her. She moaned as he thrust, and he squeezed her big tits. Harry closed his eyes so that he could fully absorb the pleasure. Peg's feet kept rubbing against Harry's shoulders as he penetrated. He wanted to be closer to her, so he lay on top of her and then bogged. She put his arms around him and screamed louder as she felt his dick going in deeper. He raked his hand through her red hair and brushed his lips against her ear. Being close to a woman made Harry feel completely relaxed. So much so that he wanted to erupt. Peg saw him grimace, so she knew what was coming but wanted the sex to last. She said,
"Stop."
He frowned while looking at her.
"Why? You're not enjoying yourself."
"I am. That's why I want you to stop. Let's change positions."
Peg lay on the floor and raised her legs upright, looking like she was lying on her shoulders. Harry stood in front of her, then crouched a bit so that he could stick his dick into her pussy. He grabbed her ankles and penetrated.
"What the hell is going on here?"
asked Kristen, standing at the bedroom door. Harry's wide eyes shot at her.
What are you doing here?"
"This is my house. What do you mean, what am I doing here?"
"You said you were going to your parents."
"That's next week, dummy. I went out shopping."
Peg got off the floor and pulled her G-string on, then scampered out of the room. Harry and Kristen looked at each other. She gaped at him after realizing that he wouldn't even apologize.
"Aren't you gonna say something?"
"Like what? I didn't do anything wrong."
She frowned.
"You didn't do anything wrong?"
"No. I only did what you were already doing."
"Harry, have you lost your mind?"
"Yes, I did lose it when I saw you with that guy at the restaurant on Tuesday."
"Which guy?"
"The guy you were with at the steakhouse, with black hair and a suit."
"Joe?"
"I don't know his name. The only thing I know is I saw him shove his tongue into your mouth, and you didn't resist."
Kristen shook her head.
"I can't believe you followed me."
"I wanted to have dinner with you, but when I got there, you were with someone else."
"How could you sleep with another woman? I'm your wife."
"Wife who never wants to have sex with me."
"Because you're never home, probably sleeping with some floozy."
"I don't have to listen to this nonsense."
"I want a divorce."
"You got it."
Harry stormed out of the room. He stayed at a hotel for the next few weeks while the lawyers finalized the papers and kept having sex with Peg. Kristen kept seeing Joe but felt that he wasn't right for her. Something in her heart told her that he wasn't the man Harry used to be when they were happy. She craved stability and felt that Joe couldn't give her that. Her suspicions were confirmed when he said,
"My company is moving me to the Dubai branch. That'll take my career to a whole new level."
"So, you're going?"
"Have to."
Kristen knew that he was passing through town when she met him and that they could never be serious. Harry loved having sex with Peg and couldn't get enough of it. Since he was going to be officially single in a few days, he figured that asking Peg to move in with him made sense.
You're kidding.
No. I thought we shared a special connection.
We're only having sex, Harry.
Still. That means a lot to me. Doesn't it to you?
Her eyes darted on the floor.
I guess.
What do you mean? Are you sleeping with anybody else?
Well, yeah. Aren't you?
No. Wait. What? You're cheating on me.
I'm not cheating on you, Harry. I'm a single woman.
His gaze dropped to the floor as he shook his head. There was nothing that Harry despised more than an unfaithful woman. He kicked Peg out of his hotel room and told her not to return to work. The lawyers sent him the papers, and Harry decided to go to the house and sign it with Kristen. His heartbeat sped up when he knocked on the door as he didn't know what to expect.
Come in.
They were in the lounge as she perused the papers.
Hope you're going to be very happy with your mistress.
We're not together anymore.
Oh, I see. Just out of curiosity. How long were you cheating on me with her or with somebody else?
That time you caught us was the only time, and I only did it because you cheated first.
Harry, I didn't cheat on you.
How many times did you sleep with Joe?
I never slept with him. I was actually surprised that he kissed me that night. The only reason I went out with him is because you neglected me for so long.
I've got work, Kristen. You know I'd much rather be with you than anywhere else.
You've got a funny way of showing it.
You've got Joe to comfort you.
We're not together. We never were. He's leaving town.
Oh. Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I am. I love you. Always have loved you.
And I love you. I can't believe you were with another woman.
I could care less about her. You're the only one I ever wanted to be with.
Kristen, noticing the sincerity in his voice, put the pen and papers onto the table.
You sure about that?
Yes. I'm sorry about making you feel like you didn't matter. You mean the world to me. You think I want to be with some skank who sleeps around more than I want to be with you? Never. You're the only one for me.
Promise that you're going to be home often and spend more time with me.
I promise. Nothing is going to make me happier than to be by your side for the rest of my life.
The confirmation of stability made Kristen weak at the knees, and her lips met Harry's before he scooped her into his arms and carried her to the bedroom.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you'll love the new erotic novel My Wife and Girlfriend, available on eroticalus.com. Just click on shop. While you're there, also check out the kinky t-shirts for men and women.